This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
I didn't wake them up, but there's a Florida family and a Georgia family that just got up, Christine. And they're sipping on coffee, and I'll have a chance to hear from them in a minute. But I asked them, because they already got their cocktail machine going. I said, when do you make the transition from the coffee to that? She said, about an hour. So at about 9
That's
o'clock,
good.
It's on. And it'll be on and on and on. This is an event like few other in the country, and certainly no other in the state of Florida. We're blessed to have it here in our community, and have since the 1930s, and will hopefully going forward as well. Alex Alston is the executive director for the City of Jacksonville Office of Sports and Entertainment. And you saw things on the other side, given your business experience before this, but how is it different now in this role that you're in?
Well, obviously, this role comes with a little more responsibility. I mean, we take this game and this week very seriously. Our relationship with the schools is very important to us. So, you know, a little bit more ownership over what we have going on, but also being able to foster those relationships and the collaboration we have with all of our partners here in the city to pull this kind of event off is a special thing to be a part of.
What does this game and this week mean to the city?
Well, it's huge. I mean, the economic impact is undeniable. It has been for, obviously, since 1933. So it's something that the city takes a lot of pride in, but also we realize the importance from the economic benefit that it brings every year as well. And not to mention that the people that just identify this game with our city and the people that come every year and have been coming for so long, it's an important part of the fabric of what we do. It brings people together. You know, our Mayor Donna Deegan always talks about unity and how Jacksonville needs to continue to be a united city, and this is a great example of that. When you have dogs and gators together hanging out for a week and having a great time. So,
yeah, I think the history dating back to the 1930s, there have been evolutions. It's been known for a very long time as the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. Then there was a few years where we wanted to kind of get away from that, but it almost feels like we've embraced it again. Like, it's just fun. Be responsible, but fun. Does it feel that we've re-embraced that image, if you will?
I wouldn't go so far as to say any images are being re-embraced. We take the opinion and the feelings of our schools very seriously, and part of that a number of years ago was to go away from that name, which is fine, right? I mean, we all know what it is at the end of the day. We still embrace that aspect of it. It's a very important part of this game. People love to tailgate and hang outside during this week in RV City where we're at right now, but also on game day. So we all know what it is without having to put an actual title on it. Now we just call it the Georgia-Florida game Jacksonville this year and the Florida-Georgia game Jacksonville next year. It alternates every year. Yep. And that's what we call it, and that's what we love.
I like that we heard already, and usually we get ideas a couple years out what it will look like going forward. And we know EverBank Stadium is going to be under construction. So just yesterday it was confirmed, Atlanta 2026, Tampa 2027. Mm-hmm. How big of a deal is it from the city's perspective that it's still going to be a neutral site game? Because now we've got to look at what 2028 and beyond will ultimately be like.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely are excited about the fact that it's going to remain a neutral site game. We stay in very close communication with the schools, obviously, on this year's game, but on our future. Our current deal runs through 25, and we're in close conversations on the future. We feel very confident that we're going to get a deal done. I think everybody wants to be back in Jacksonville, so we'll see what happens. But that's our goal.
Who is a part of that? Are the Jaguars involved in that, too, in any way?
The Jaguars are involved in the standpoint of the Stadium of the Future and giving the schools the assurances that the stadium is going to meet their needs. So they've been involved in keeping them updated throughout that process. But in terms of negotiating our extension, you know, that falls to my office of sports entertainment, our administration, the mayor's office, as well as our partners at ASM Global are very influential in that process as well.
Obviously, Florida and Georgia are a huge part of that as well. And, yep. And it does come down to a number of things, but money is a part of it as well. I would imagine that is going to be a major driver of the conversation with the Stadium of the Future. There's more revenue that's going to be coming in and opportunities, luxury boxes and the like. Are you into that kind of minutia of the conversations right now?
I think that part of the minutia has to be part of the conversation, right? So as you can imagine, we're going to take all aspects under consideration. Of course, money is a big driver, right? So we're not naive to that fact. And I can tell you we're going to do our very best to put our very best deal in front of the schools and make sure that they know that Jacksonville wants them here for a very long time.
Do you have a date that's targeted for when you want to know 2028 and beyond? Or is there some lag time that's available to you?
How I want to know yesterday, right? I mean, that's my, you know, our goal is to always know as soon as we can, right? So we're pushing and we're trying to get something done as quickly as possible, but there's no set date.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So obviously we'll look for that to come into the future. The new stadium is going to offer so many opportunities as well, from sports and entertainment, mm-hmm. from concerts, other big things. Nothing's been formally announced yet, mm-hmm. but can you give us a sense of what ideas you're working with in terms of what this might look like for your office and the Office of Sports and Entertainment going forward?
Well, I think, you know, from the standpoint that our office is going to be the main liaison with the Jaguars on the new stadium lease. So we're going to be very involved in working with the Jaguars and whatever management group that they end up working with to make sure we're booking things in the stadium other than Jaguar games. We know that's going to be the constant, but the Jaguars have shown a willingness and a high interest in bringing other things in, whether it be major concerts, whether it be other neutral site college football games. There's a lot of things we're going to be focused on, and we're going to be working closely with the Jaguars every step of the way to make sure those things happen.
Can this city and can that stadium host the college football championship, the Super Bowl? Are we at that level yet?
I think that's a goal, right? I think we've got to get there. I think the stadium is a first huge step, and that's the domino that has to fall first. And I think everything else that needs to happen around it, we talk entertainment district, you see across the street, there's cranes with Shad Khan, Four Seasons is going up. So all that progress is definitely going to put us in the conversation, and that's going to be a goal that we're definitely going to strive for.
You ready for that stress?
Oh, to me, it's not stress. To me, that's fun, right? That's a fun part of the job. We get to do a lot of different things in our world, and being involved in making those things happen and making sure the infrastructure and things are in place to make those things happen is very exciting.
The folks that I was visiting with were going to get something on the smoker. What's been the best smoked meat that you've had at RV City through the years?
I don't know. So I think a couple years ago, somebody had a whole pig that was just rotating on the smoker for a few hours. That was probably my favorite, but you were able to just kind of walk up and grab a piece as you walked by. So if they got that again, I'm going to be on the lookout for it. So I would highly recommend it.
Are they offering you, like, food? I'm like, as you walk through, are
if
they
you,
offering you drinks?
If you walk through, there's definitely going to be a high percentage of our RV City folks that are going to say, come on in and get a drink, or come on in and get something to eat. Most of them are very hospitable. And that's why you'll see this place, especially Friday evening, is kind of the place to be.
Yeah, it absolutely mm-hmm. is. All right, so Alex Alston is the Executive Director of the City of Jacksonville Office of Sports and Entertainment. And it's more than just Georgia, Florida, Florida, Georgia week and weekend. There's so much that happens in the calendar throughout the year. In fact, even coming up in a matter of just over a week is Veterans Day. We'll visit on that in just a few minutes as the Thursday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News continues live underneath the Hart Bridge and Hart Expressway. You can hear some of the vehicles off in the distance and the gentle hum of our generator that also is going here at RV City, just outside of Everbank Stadium on Jacksonville's Morning News.
Hey.
You just got up? What time did you get up?
About 5 minutes ago.
Yes. And you already got some coffee going? And also, what is that back there?
Those are Tang Bangers, and we call it lemonade. We turned it green, though, put some dye in it. So we have some orange and green. Today we might go out and get some blue dye and make it blue.
So when do you go from coffee to that?
Probably in about an hour and a half.
Hour and a half, they're going to the Tang Bangers as the tailgate is on.
Tang
that
Bangers.
Family's, Tang Bangers. They've been coming here for 8 years, caught up with a Georgia guy who's been coming for 16 years to RV City. Rich Jones, Christine Bellino with you, and visiting with Alex Alston, the Executive Director of the City of Jacksonville Office of Sports and Entertainment. I mean, like it or not, that's a part of it, but the grill, the tailgate, the family, that's kind of the mood. I mean, you mentioned fabric earlier. This game is part of that. In the 2 years that the game isn't here, are you all in discussions about how Jacksonville can maintain an identity?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely going to be something that is aspirational and part of our conversation with both schools. Can't get into too many more details than that, but we'll definitely want to try to keep some sort of foothold and identity of what the game is here in Jacksonville at those other sites.
But again, with the goal that 2028 and beyond, it comes back with a brand new stadium.
That is always the goal, correct.
And for the game, because we usually see a transition where we see more fans in Everbank Stadium, with the Stadium of the Future, will it be about the same attendance for Georgia, Florida?
Yeah, we'll look at it about the same. I mean, the way that the stadium is being constructed, and again, it's still finalizing some of those final design elements in terms of actual capacities in certain sections and things like that. But there'll be also some standing room only areas. So there'll be a lot of different variations of types of ticket offerings. So the capacity will be very similar to what it is now.
How important from the city's perspective is it to maintain the college feel and not be overly corporate? Like, I can think of the Super Bowl. If you've ever been to the Super Bowl before, I don't know if you have or were in 2005 here, but it feels very corporate because you have the ability to make all the revenue from the companies that spill a lot of money. We're going to have tons of luxury boxes and the like. How do we maintain that identity of a college football atmosphere?
Well, I think the number one thing for Georgia, Florida specifically, the fans are going to make that atmosphere, right? So no matter what sort of configuration you have or boxes or premium seating or whatever, the passion of those fan bases are going to still give you that college atmosphere. When you talk about other events, whether it's neutral site college football games or college football playoffs or other events that we put in there, I think also most of those other events, even if they are college events, some of them, they have similar type of environments currently in different stadiums, right? So I think the balance is trying to find out, okay, the fans are going to bring the passion, but we also want to have the comfort and the amenities that all the new stadiums are having right now, because that's what people are saying they want. So I think the Jaguars are doing a great job with their construction company of really finding that balance.
The Office of Sports and Entertainment is beyond Georgia, Florida. So what else is coming up?
Oh, gosh, you would remind me that we have to do more than just this week. Can I just stay in this week for a while?
Stay in the zone.
No, but our team is – we have an amazing team, and they're hard at work actually planning our Veterans Day Parade, which is the following week. So the Veterans Day Parade will be on Monday, November 11th. So they're hard at work at that, almost as spending as much time behind the scenes on that event as they are on this current event. And then we'd also do – we do an annual holiday light boat parade on Saturday, November 30th. Along the St. John's River. I think the South Banks are going to be some of the best places to watch due to some issues and some construction on the North Bank. So we do that event. We also do New Year's Eve fireworks. We do the Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast, which is a fantastic event that's been going on for about 37 years. Last year, we ended up bringing all the groups back. I think over some, you guys might have heard, there was a split a number of years ago. We were very proud to be able to bring that event back together with those founding partners. We do the World of Nations celebration with a lot of people identify it with the food. We're trying to really add some more of the culture and the merch and some of the apparel and some of those things. But we've got over 30 countries registered this year for the World of Nations celebration. That'll take place in Tailgater's Lot. I believe that's in late February. And then we get ready for Jazz Fest. Yeah. Obviously, Jazz Fest is an institution. We're very proud to carry on that tradition as well. And we our team does a great job putting that together with our partners.
Right, and you also have some laundry to do. You also have some laundry to do.
Yes, you have three kids at home. So what are they going to be today?
Yeah, well, so it's funny. My one kid's going to be a pickle, my 10-year-old.
Oh, I got one who was a pickle
as
well.
Yeah, really? Yeah,
he's a pickle. We call him Little Gherkin.
Yeah, he's a pickle. My middle child is 6 years old, and he loves Weird Al Yankovic now for some reason. So he's actually going to be Weird Al. He's got a wig, he's got the Hawaiian shirt, and we just got him the accordion. So that's pretty awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. He listens to Weird Al.
You got
to
be proud of that.
Downstairs. Yeah, it's pretty fantastic.
Bringing it back, it never went away. It's Weird Al.
No. It's Weird Al. No, he's timeless, right? And then my youngest, who's five, is going to be Wolverine.
All right.
So we run the gamut this year.
All right. Well, have fun with it. Thanks,
thanks
for stopping to visit
it.
With us. You're welcome to some candy. I won't make you say trick or treat, by the way.
All right, guys.
Alex Alston, the executive director, City of Jacksonville Office of Sports and Entertainment, as Georgia Florida Weekend is underway at RV City in Jacksonville's Morning News. You know we're going to be here too. WOKV News Time, 827.